Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and before we get into this episode, I wanted to remind you to check out our other Western podcasts released daily by going to otrwesterns.com or searching OTR Westerns in your podcast app of choice. I also wanted to invite you to check out our other podcast channel releasing non-Western shows by going to otnetcast.com or by searching otnetcast in your podcast app of choice. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be the Cisco Kid. Original air date is January 13th, 1953, and the title is Baron of Badlands. Let's get into it. Thanks for listening.
Exciting story of the Cisco Kid, the Baron of the Badlands. There's a part of the Southwest that exists today much the same as it was in the Old West of the 1870s. A dry, uninviting, trackless waste that has been known as the Badlands ever since men first pioneered the Western wilderness, cleared their land, and built their ranches and towns. The little town of Thompson Spring had come into existence on the very edge of this wasteland. Its citizens, curious about the man who had built his home in the rolling hills of the Badlands, but never daring to venture into this forbidden territory. All that is but old Sam Hopkins, whose blacksmith shop served a vital need in the community.
Oh, easy, Diablo. Blacksmith will have the new shoes finished in a moment.
Diablo, not like to get the new horseshoes, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. Diablo is like the little boy who does not like to sit still while he gets his hair cut.
Pancho, not like to get his hair cut neither.
Well, there she be. She's all finished. See, that's a fine horse you have there, friend.
Si, amigo. Diablo is a fine horse. How much do we owe you for the job?
Huh?
I said, how much do we owe you?
Yes, it was a little dewy this morning. But we can't count on no rain for spell yet.
No, senor. How much do I owe you?
Ooh, don't need to shout, stranger. I can hear.
Cisco not shouting. Cisco just asked you how much.
Yes, I sure have. I got a right easy touch with the horse whip, but you say so myself. Well, that'll be down in half.
Si, senor. Gracias. One peso, 50 centavos.
Mm. Hey, you two are strangers around these parts, ain't you?
Si, senor. We stopped in Thompson Spring only this morning to get a new shoe for my horse.
You are, huh? Oh, now that's too bad. I was pretty hoarse myself a few days back. I caught a bad cold out in the Badlands.
I could have near this, ain't your blacksmith. Talk local. Catch a cold and get a horse out of your back.
No, Pancho. The senor means that the cold made him hoarse in the throat.
That's even worse to get a horse in the throat. Cisco.
Eh, si, Pancho.
The senor got a very big throat, or Pancho thinks the horse be a very little horse.
I think, Pancho, that you are trying hard to make a joke.
Cisco, Pancho make a joke. He really not mean to save your
life. I know, Pancho. Come, Diablo, we go now. Come.
Say, you ain't riding out to the Badlands, are you, stranger?
Just shake your head, Cisco. The senor blacksmith not can hit you anyway.
But, Pancho, I think perhaps we will ride into the Badlands. I've always wanted to explore that country.
Huh? What'd you say, stranger?
I said we may ride into the Badlands.
Oh, I wouldn't do that if I was you. It ain't healthy, mister. But out there, myself a spell back. Strange goings on out there. Fellow by the name of Tom Barton don't want nobody coming near his place.
Tell him we not go there.
Senor Blacksmith, these Tom Barton you spoke about.
New spokes? Sure. He's just not got a wagon needing new spokes in the wheel. Sure, I can fix that too.
Aye, sister. We're just wasting time. Tell him we come back again someday. Maybe Thursday.
Thirsty? Well, I don't blame you, Mike. Right over there to the Busy Bee Cafe and get a nice cool drink.
Gracias, senor. Come, Pancho. We will go to the Busy Bee Cafe. It's time we had our dinner.
Very good idea, Pancho. Think. And Pancho not very thirsty, but Pancho can always eat.
Eat? Oh, say, son, this ain't nothing. Be a lot hotter in a month or so.
Finally got here. Been expecting you for some time. Your name's Travers. Chip Travers, is that right?
Yeah, Mr. Barton, that's my name, just like it says in the letter you got.
You know my setup here. They explained it to you back east?
Sure, yeah. I know all about it.
Very well. Let's not waste time. Hand over all the money you got. I understand it was a pretty big haul you made.
Not so big. $12,000.
Oh, good, Chip. I know that bank job netted you better than $20,000. I get it all, or there's no deal here.
I swear, Mr. Barton, it wasn't no $20,000.
Now, look, I guarantee you protection from the law in this place. You're a hunted murderer, Chip. Out here, you're safe, but not without my protection. I get all the money you've got, or buy it on your own and take your chances with the law.
No, I can't do that. I'll give you everything, but it's only $12,000.
Just wanted to make sure, that's all. All right, hand it over, Chip. Be very comfortable here with the rest of the boys. You can be sure that nobody will find you. I've got a tight little empire, Chip. Nobody ever comes out this way. If they did, it wouldn't be very good for them.
Yeah, that's good, but what about me? I don't have to be stuck out in this hole, do I?
Hole? Chip, I think I've made a very comfortable place here for my, shall we say, guests. You'll stay right here. I guarantee you protection from the law, but you've got to do exactly as I tell you.
Well, Pancho, that was a very good meal we had.
This is a very good meal. You sit here so long, Pancho is hungry again, baby.
Oh, we are just resting, amigo. We do not have any special need to hurry. It's nice here.
You mean the sangria that I choose to go to the table is nice. Pancho, you're not good, Pancho. Pancho, see, you're looking good.
No, Pancho, I scarcely noticed the senorita, but now that you mention her, I agree that she's quite attractive.
Yes, quite attractive. Cisco noticed it all right. Pancho thinks the senorita also noticed Cisco.
Turn your head, Pancho. Do not stare at her. He's not polite.
Cisco, you look away. Pancho, watch your salida in the bed. Cisco, you can see that not behind you. She hides the table.
Oh, I see. So she did. Well, Pancho, she did not want to lose her handkerchief. Well, I will get it for her.
Pancho, think the same deal as that handkerchief on purpose.
Pancho, you are good. I will be back in a minute.
Pancho, better order for more food.
Your pardon, senorita. I believe you dropped your curtain.
Of course, how stupid of me. Thank you very much.
Not at all, senorita. You are a stranger in this part of the country?
Yes, I am. My name is Nell. Nell Peter.
What it is. I am the Cisco Keeper.
You are the first person I met.
Oh? Perhaps you would care to join Pancho and me at our table.
Well, I just finished eating, and I really should go back to the hotel, but I'll wait for a minute.
Well, no. This will be a great pleasure for Pancho and me. Allow me, senorita, to present for the compañero, Pancho.
How do you do, Pancho?
Gracias, senorita. Well, Pancho, I see you ordered another meal.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho thinks it's very good fortune to visit you.
Sorry, but I can't agree with it. I've hardly been able to eat a thing since I arrived in Thompson Spring last night.
Oh, that is too bad, senorita. Is something troubling you?
Oh, nothing very serious. No one. That's right. Well, this country is so strange to me. Maybe I'm homesick.
Homesickness can be very bad at times, senorita. You are from the East?
Yes, I came out for my health. The doctor said this climate would be good for me.
Pancho thinks the senorita look very healthy. If you're not, the sunshine feature.
Si, Pancho, this sunshine can cure many illnesses.
Madre mía, what that is for shooting across the street?
Si, I believe it comes from the blacksmith shop.
Look, Cisco, the senor blacksmith, he's coming in here.
But there's no trouble.
Yeah, no, right up and started shooting to the concern honorary outlaw.
Senor blacksmith, are you hurt?
Eh?
I say, are you hurt? Did he shoot you?
Sure did. Put a slug in my tub and like to ruin my fellows. Plunged this your note on the door and went right north.
Well, senor, may I see the note?
You're right, stranger. What kind of a note is it when a peaceable citizen can't carry on his business without dodging slugs?
What did you say? What did you say?
I have not seen it yet, Pancho.
Yes, I made a mistake in coming.
Look at this here note here and what it says. Don't ever set foot in the Badlands again. Next time, it means death. And it's signed the Baron.
The Baron? Oh, no.
Senorita, you know of this Baron?
Huh? No. No, I never heard of him. I think I'll go back to the hotel.
Oh, of course, senorita. Would you like us to go with you?
No, thank you. I'll be all right.
Adios, senorita. We will meet again.
The senorita go away very fast, Cisco. You think she knows this Baron?
I believe she does, Pancho. Senor Blacksmith.
Huh? You say something?
See, I would be careful if I were you. I would take the warning and not go back to the Badlands.
You bet your life I am. As soon as I can get my cousin saddled up, I'm riding right out there and see what this is about.
Pancho, I think we better keep our eyes on the blacksmith. Santo Pancho, do you realize you ate two complete meals?
Si, Cisco. Pancho think he eat too much, even for Pancho.
Now, Pancho, you have the hiccups.
Pancho got the hiccups. What cups?
You have eaten too much, Pancho. You should be more careful.
Matter of me, this never happened to Pancho before.
Here, amigo. Now hold your breath and drink this glass of water.
Si, Pancho, hold your breath and drink that.
Si, now go on. There's the way, Pancho, there. Now, you feel better, eh?
Gracias, Cisco. I'm trying to feel better now. Everything all right?
Bueno. Then come, Pancho. We'll ride up to the senior freshman to see if he does not get into trouble.
Pancho feel fine, I guess, though. And Pancho all ready to go.
Pancho, the blacksmith is just riding out of town.
He rides fast to the south, Cisco. Good.
I thought you were supposed to stay out on the place.
Sure. Nope. Can't imagine. It's hard to see his own
wife. Did anybody see you coming in here?
The clerk at the desk downstairs saw me. Gave me your room number and he told me to come on up. I think we got trouble. Martin, Barry, called himself. Didn't quite believe that story about getting only $12,000 from that bank holder.
I told you we should have planted the rest of that money back here somewhere instead of me bringing it out here with me.
No, maybe we should, but you're here now and you've got the money. Martin's too clever.
What do you mean?
I mean he's liable to find out that you're a stranger in town and figure it's more than a coincidence. Hopefully if you arrive at the same time.
Well, that's all the more reason why you shouldn't have come here. How'd you get away?
Got dark eyed for a walk. Slipped through the barbed wire fence. That walk?
Honestly, Jeff, I don't know why I stuck with you all these years. You're so dumb and stupid. You're not even half smart.
I'm smart enough to know that you better get rid of that money. If Martin finds you here, he'll get it. Does, I don't know what will happen to me.
You mean because you lied to him about how much you had?
Right. You better get out of this room fast.
Oh, no, Tim. I don't think I will. I got a better idea. Tell me, how long do you figure you'll have to hide out with the Baron?
Well, he's out gets off my trail. Shouldn't be more than a few months.
Ah, don't make me laugh. You're wanted for murder, but don't forget that. And the law don't cool down easy on that job.
Well, at least I've thrown them off. I've got protection as long as I stay here. In a couple of months, you would need to get away and slip over the border. What's this idea you got about the money?
Well, if you think there's any danger of the Baron getting it away from me, I think I know someone who'll give me protection.
Here, this hick town?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Well, I met a couple of men when I was having my lunch up the street. One of them's a tall, good-looking fellow who calls himself the Cisco Kid. I think if I play my cards right, I can get all the protection I need for the money and for me, too.
The woman who calls herself Nell Taylor, but who's really the wife of Jim Travers, may find that it's not as easy to fool Cisco as she seems to think. In just a moment, we'll return to our story of the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid and Baron of the Badlands. When Cisco and Pancho left the little town of Thompson Spring, followed the old blacksmith Sam Hopkins into the Badlands, Cisco little realized that he might become the central character in a plot evolved by Nell and her husband, Jip Travers. As we return to our story, Cisco and Pancho have overtaken the blacksmith and persuaded him to wait until nightfall before attempting to investigate the mystery surrounding the Baron of the Badlands.
Huh? can't hear a word you say, Cisco. Speak up, man.
Shh.
Why'd you pinch my arm like that?
Cisco pinch your arm because you're not to hear him talk. But aren't you? You must be quiet. So can't you be quiet?
You think it's all right to move up to the house?
Nothing will be all right if we continue to make so much noise. Quietly now. Aren't you also keep the thing of blacksmith quiet? You're here for you. Let me go. Let us stop.
Steady, Cisco.
Can't you understand? I can't try anything to stop it. Can't you work better again? Go now, Cisco. What do you expect to find there?
No. I'm lost to the son of a gun. Go along.
Go along to protect the son.
Well, let's keep going. You two coming with me or not?
I wouldn't be going anywhere if I were you. Unless it's right off this land as fast as you can get.
It's not that you're scared, Pancho.
All right, all three of you, get going. I'll help you along with this gun.
I would not use that gun if I were you, sir.
Say, hey, that's him, that's Barton. Now, look here, you. Why did you send that foreman of yours to shoot up my blacksmith shop, huh?
You might want to come snooping around here some more. I gave you two warnings. This time it ain't a warning. It's this.
You are quick, but not quite quick enough, hombre. Do not think you'll be using that hand for some time.
That fast work, Cisco.
Try to shoot me, will you? Well, I'll show you some real...
Stop, senor. Stop it, don't it?
Oh. There ain't no need for you to shoot me like that.
I will have no more shooting.
No, not right now, you won't. But there'll be another time. Then it'll be a different story.
Come, senor. We'll ride back to town.
Huh? Ride back to town, you say? Why, I didn't even get started on that trip.
I think you'll be wise to start nothing further, senor. Marco and I will see that you get off this land safely. After all, we are trespassers, you know.
Hello.
Lobo.
Pancho,
huh?
Look ahead there on the trail. A man walking.
He's going far from the town. Why he walk this way, you think?
Oh, we'll stop and question him. Oh, there. Oh,
no, we stop and question him.
What were we shot for? Whoa, sweetie boy.
What is that, senor? Far from town. You lost?
No. No, I ain't lost. Who are you? What do you want?
Oh, you're just riding back to Thompson Springs, senor. Lost your horse?
No, I didn't have no horse. Anyhow, what's it to you?
Nothing, senor. That it could be of help. I'm walking into the Badlands, senor.
Yeah, I know. Now ride on and leave me alone.
Everybody wanted to be left alone tonight.
What's he saying?
You are apparently a stranger here. I would not advise you to go into the Badlands, senor.
Oh, I got a good place to go to.
I warn you not to go near the land of the one who calls himself the Baron. He does not welcome strangers.
You're not welcome anybody. Aren't you?
Don't bother to give me no advice. I know what I'm doing and where I'm going.
Very well, stranger. We'll be on our way. Adios.
Adios, stranger, but watch out for the Baron.
Sure, Fatty.
Fatty.
Yeah, look out you don't fall off that horse before you get to town.
Aren't you not fall off, loco?
That hombre does not wish either advice nor help. Come, Pancho. Up, Diablo, come.
Up, loco, go.
Hey, wait up for me, boys. Hey, get up. Boy!
No excitement, no nothing.
Well, I think we will ride on after we have eaten, amigo. Now be careful. Remember those hiccups you had yesterday. Do not overeat again.
Can't you not like to have hiccups again? Can't you be very careful? Do you think the blacksmith is saying you're calm to you all right, Cisco?
Oh, sir. I thought for a moment last night there might be some trouble, but I believe we have convinced him to stay away from the Badlands. Mm-hmm. What goes on there is none of his business.
I would try to make it our business.
Oh, I was very foolish, Pancho. I thought we would be of some help to Senor Sam in case he got into trouble. I will never do that again, Cisco.
Indeed, not from yesterday.
What is this, Senorita? You join us.
Oh, Pancho. So glad I found you.
Senorita, you seem to be in some kind of trouble.
Senorita got trouble. Can you help me?
Well, not that I'm really in trouble, Cisco. Well, it's just that I need someone I can rely on. I'm afraid there might be.
That is the most unfortunate, Senorita. How can we help?
I did a very foolish thing. See, when I came out here, my father insisted that I bring a large amount of money. I'm afraid it won't be stolen.
Oh, why did you not put it in the bank?
Yeah, money's always safe in the bank. Unless the bank will blow up the bank.
Well, I don't want to put money. Would you keep it for me?
Rita, it's a strange request. No me nor Pancho when you're about to ride out from Thompson Street.
But I know that you're honest. Here I can talk to you.
Senorita, but we cannot stay here this time.
Oh, why not? I'm very lonely. And I think of you as the only true
Cisco,
dear Pancho.
Better not stay here. Remember last night the troubles we covered your battle?
Oh, that was not trouble, Pancho. Just a little misunderstanding. Senorita, this person was called the Baron. Yesterday, when old Sam the blacksmith came in here, I thought perhaps you recognized the name of the Baron.
Well, yeah, I did recognize the name, but I'd only heard of the Baron as a very bad person.
You are from the East, so you recognize the name? I saw that he was from there.
Oh, well, I hadn't heard of him in the East. It was on the train coming out. Someone told me about him this morning.
It's very strange.
Strange? Why?
Someone should take the trouble to warn you. Who was this person?
I don't remember his name. He just told me that if I was summoned to this project, I'd be careful, particularly because I was, carrying a large sum of money.
Would you recognize this person who warned you if you were to see him again?
No. I didn't think he I don't think I'd know him if I were to see him again.
Handle that. It's the only reason I worked with last night. Bye.
Well, I've been looking around for you. A little score to settle.
Everybody come looking for Cisco.
I will not try to avoid you, but I do not think this is the place to settle anything.
I think it's a very good place.
I do not care to fight in the presence of the senorita. Besides, I do not think your hand is in condition to fight.
Oh, don't worry about my hand or the young lady either. I can draw fast with a gun just the same.
Gentlemen, please don't come.
Well, there seems to be a stranger here. Seems to me there's a lot of strangers. Spring
I do not think it is any of your business. Over how many strangers come to these towns?
Yes, it is my business, especially when those strangers start interfering with my business. You promise?
I think, Aubrey, you better be on your way.
You know, sensible people usually take my word. And a lot of dumb people around here lately. A fellow named Travers tried to outsmart me by lying.
Travers, what did you do to him?
Seemed to be quite interested. It is.
No,
I have told you, hombre. You are not wanted here. Get out, pronto.
Cisco, look. Coming in the door. I tell you, can he beat that?
Hardly walk.
Jip!
All of you. Ah, Tom Buck. The Baron.
Trevor, how did you get here?
Your guards gave me a beat, Tom. But I managed to get away. I'll take my chances with the law rather than with you.
Like me, Trevor. I think this gal here has the rest of the money.
Careful with that gun, hombre.
Stay out of this. This is between me and Private.
Yeah. Between you and me.
Look out, she's
through. There will be no murders here, hombre. Give me that gun.
Cisco, the senorita. She aimed the gun at the back.
Oh! Grab the senorita, Pancho.
Nobody's grabbing me. Stay where you are. Come on, Jip. I got him covered. Back toward the door.
You are doing a very foolish thing. There is still something known as the law.
The law? That's very funny. You oughtn't be over the border before any law can reach.
Hey, what's going on here?
Well, get them saved.
Oh, no, you don't.
Turn to the blacksmith, grab the senorita.
I will get that hombre.
No shooting, it won't do your business.
Hey, you, I call me.
Oh, no, hombre. You have been turned over to the sheriff.
The law will never do anything to us, Nicole. Jip and me have been together for a long time. We'll die together before we let the law get us.
That is something that the law will decide. Pancho, here, Rope. Uh-huh. We'll tie both of them up. They can do no harm until they are safely in the hands of the sheriff.
Yes, go find me, do this.
Oh, hello, sir. Go now. Why can't you be fair about it?
Sure. Now, look here. That Baron, I do know that. Much better off without
him. Yeah.
Why don't you let us go? We'll never cost him more.
Your appeal is very touching, Aubrey. But when one commits a crime, the law exacts a penalty.
A lot of talk going on around here. Anything important?
Probably important to these two, but I'm afraid it will do them no good. They are blacksmith. I want to thank you for saving my life.
Huh? What'd you say?
I say I want to thank you for saving my life.
His wife, is she? Well, now, first time the jailer Thompson's screen shall ever have a woman in it.
Get it off, Miss Rover.
I could have needed a rope.
What's she saying?
Well, Chip, I guess it's murder for both of us.
Yeah. Be back east just now for 2 o'clock.
Dave, do you travel? No matter how you try to evade it, the law has a way of bringing criminals to justice.
Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
That trainer is almost fooled Pancho. Pancho thinks she almost fooled Cisco, too.
Well, Pancho, perhaps she did it first. Yeah, it's always well, amigo, to believe the best of people until you find out otherwise.
Pancho has a thing about this. It's otherwise. What does it mean?
Huh? Otherwise? Uh-huh. Well, it means, here, I will give you an example. Well, as an example, Pancho, you should not eat so much, otherwise you will get the hiccups again.
Oh, so that's what otherwise means. Pancho eat too much otherwise. Isn't that what it's
funny, Pancho? What is so funny about that?
You sure fooled Pancho.
I fool you? How?
Cisco say Pancho get the hiccups from eating too much otherwise. And all the time, Pancho think he gets the hiccups from eating too much food.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh,
Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. To listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mallon, Uncle by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.